Recorded Books presents The Dead Are Arising, The Life of Malcolm X, by Les Payne and Tamara Payne, narrated by Dion Graham.
Introduction by Tamara Payne. When my father, Les Payne, began his research in 1990 for The Dead Are Arising, Malcolm X was very much alive in the consciousness of the black community. Walking down Harlem's 125th Street, you would hear Malcolm's emphatic voice resounding from the speakers of sidewalk vendors selling his speeches, and you would see his countenance emblazoned on T-shirts. This generation of hip-hop embraced Malcolm X because he spoke directly to them. His messages provided clear, direct analyses of what was happening around them in their communities. Point by point, he outlined how state-sanctioned racism is not new, but a continuation of the coordinated destruction of black people in America. Malcolm changed the way they viewed themselves and gave voice to their struggles. Numerous rappers and activists quoted Malcolm in their lyrics and interviews on radio and television. Malcolm also changed the way Les Payne viewed himself. As a college student in 1963, he had heard Malcolm speak in Hartford, Connecticut. On that June night, my father came face to face with his own self-loathing. Malcolm X addressed the race issue head on. "Now, I know you don't want to be called black," he said. "You want to be called Negro. But what does Negro mean except black in Spanish? So what you're saying is, it's okay to call me black in Spanish, but don't call me black in English."